Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay. This week, Earplay presents the BBC production of A Game of Dice by Dimitri Kehaidis. Kehaidis lives in Athens, Greece, where he practices law. Most of his plays have been produced in Athens by the distinguished theatrical company of Carlos Kuhn. He is regarded as one of Greece's most important writers. A Game of Dice by Dimitri Kehaidis.
It's your throw.
Oh.
You see? The dumbbell. Yours.
Come on, my little darlings.
Ha ha! Got it. A five and a three.
Six and a four.
Ten. Ten. I make a hit inside.
Papa, you're stupid.
If you spread them this way, then you can make a point and block me.
I don't need to.
Of course not.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'd expect you to work that out.
Calliope!
A three and a two.
Where the hell has she gone?
Now what do you want? Your go.
I want her to make my coffee.
Fine, she'll come back and she'll make you your coffee.
I bet she's gone overfeeding those cats. That Simeonides, he'll be with her again, feeding those cats. Blind old bugger.
What's he ever done to you? Just because he comes by now and again and leaves some fish for the cats.
I don't want him bringing fish for the cats. I want my coffee. It's my time for my coffee. Oh, would you look at that. Three's fine. A six and a three is all I need now.
That's all. Come to me, my little darlings. Come on. All you need do now, sweetheart, is go down on your bended knees while I finish you off.
With your kind of luck, what else can I do?
When Fundas plays backgammon, Fundas plays backgammon.
Two and a four.
What time did you come in last night? I didn't hear you.
Huh?
I said, where were you last night?
Where was I?
Yes, where were you?
Where was I? Don't you know where I was?
With Madame Aphrodite.
Mm.
You were writing your book again, huh?
The five?
All those nights just to get that book written.
And the two.
How's it going? Must be nearly finished.
Ah, steady progress. Yeah, it's on its way.
I dropped in at Monastiraki the other day, and the boys there were asking again, what's happening, someone says, to that book Kolyas is writing? Is he ever going to publish it? We're all dying to read it.
Come on, play.
And I told them straight, any day now, the book will be finished. What we need now is money. The money to get it printed. As soon as old Kolyas finds the money, he'll stick in a full stop and get it printed.
Have you seen him at all today?
Who?
Simeonides, blind old crow. Did you hear his car?
I've just woken up, too.
Damn it. Look, falls again.
Marvelous. Now you've lost the double gate.
I can't think. Let's have some coffee. I can't think. I'm still asleep. Can't wake up. Miss Heath. Oh,
yes, indeed. That fellow gets up and says, you know the one that, you know, the junk dealer.
The fat one.
The fat one. Anyway, he says, well, Kolyas, a writer.
Yeah.
I told him. It's facts you'll be reading. You should see the things he did during the occupation. You'll fall over backwards. A great patriot, a hero.
Well, not really a hero.
A hero, I said. but he hasn't got money to get it printed.
It's time will come.
It's time will come.
It's time will
now. When you've been keeping it back all these years, we've been made a laughing stock. All we ever hear from people is, "What's happened to that book? What's happened to that book?"
Well, what do you think I should do?
Stick a full stop in and get it printed.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you'll tell me you haven't got the money. But as soon as this deal comes through, you'll be able to get it printed just like that.
Hell, my tongue feels like a piece of old boot leather. I need some coffee.
Hurry up, hey! Hurry up, hey! Leave those bloody cats alone!
She isn't over there. The place is empty.
Yes, I forgot to tell you. She's gone to the shop.
The shops?
She told me she was going to the shops.
To the shops? What for?
I don't know what for. To do some shopping.
At lunchtime?
At lunchtime. It's 5:30. Look, sit down, for God's sake. Pull yourself together. You're going bleeding mad for that coffee. What are you, pregnant or something?
My whole system demands coffee.
Then I'll make it for you.
Oh, no, you don't. No, I'll make it myself. She's gone blooded up. She's gone to the shops. What on earth for? Can you tell me that?
She's gone shopping.
Shopping for... Hey. Hey. What's this? Here. Coffee.
No.
Thank God for that.
You see, and there you were shooting your mouth off.
And you cut it off. You wouldn't leave me without my coffee.
You're always grumbling. Just because the woman's got 5 or 6 cats.
Yeah, she used to have 5 or 6, but since Simeonides appeared, every stain from around the Acropolis has been chipping itself to get in. Do you know where one came from? All the way from Philippopol, right up the hill. Oh, this coffee's freezing. That blind old rat bag's fault.
You should be ashamed of yourself talking like that about a poor blind man.
3:30 in the afternoon the other day, came round in his car and started hooting outside my window. What do you think I'm doing at 3:30 in the afternoon? I'm having my nap. I told him straight.
You did what?
I went to the window and I said, "Mr. Simeonides, we're sleeping. This is the time when people sleep." You didn't. You think I'm going to get away with that? You're nuts. He's made a laughing stock of us and the whole neighborhood.
I set it up and you knock it all down. My God, what have you done?
Why shouldn't I want you to me?
I told you before. You should ask before you do a thing like that. For heaven's sake, ask somebody who's been around and knows a bit more, knows a few of the right people, knows what's what.
Listen to him. He told Simeonides off.
Just let him hoot his horn during my siesta again and you'll see what I'll do to him.
Listen, sweetheart. Haven't I told you... Simeonides is our asset. Now, how are we supposed to get 50,000 off him to charter the ship with?
Oh, no. You're not starting that again.
How are we supposed to pay Captain Alexandris?
Is that why you sat me down to play dice with you? So you could soft soap me with that business again?
Yes. Didn't we say that we'd go ahead with the deal now I've got the plans all
laid out? Fondas, are you at it again? Another of your schemes?
No one's ever thought of a deal like this before.
You will. Of course not.
It's the greatest.
Big deal.
You bet it's a big deal. The best scheme I've ever thought up. The best.
Good. And seeing it's the best deal you've ever thought up, just tell me one thing.
Anything you like. Since it's your finest deal, why not tell me what it is? Hey. Come on, then. Come on. Tell me the plan so I know where to stand.
Out of the question.
You've been tormenting me for 2 months with all that. I've got a plan.
It'll be like the one with the pipes.
But what about the pipes? Whose fault was that? Whose fault was it with the pipes?
That was a big deal, too, wasn't it?
It was your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, your fault. When I came and told you the plan, you went out and told everybody. When I told you about a plan, you go into the cafe and try it out on everyone to see if it's any good. There's this plan. You know about this plan? And pretty soon everybody knows it, and the scheme goes down the drain. Steal it from us.
I never said a thing.
You never said a thing.
Never said
That's a... why this time I'm not telling you a word of it. You're weak. You've got a weak character. You get led astray in your talk. Oh. When we get on the ship and we're sailing, then I'll let you know the whole plot.
Worst coffee I've ever had in my life.
Anyway, that business about the pipes was a winner. The trouble was, we didn't have the lolly for the down payment.
Oh, now you've got the lolly, have you?
Yes, I have. But you won't let me go ahead. Go and get yourself
into a row with our man, with Semyonich.
Why don't you leave me alone?
Listen, sweetheart. Oh. Didn't we agree that we'd get the 50,000 off him to charter the ship?
On earth.
You'd better get this. How are we going to charter the ship? Where are we supposed to get the money?
How should I know?
There's no other way apart from Semyonidis. We get it from him.
Von Lass, you'd better get this into your head. I'm not letting any wife of mine go and be a charwoman at Semyonidis' house.
Chambermaid. It's very dignified. She'll put his slippers under the bed. That's all. Absolutely nothing else. And she'll work him round, soften him up.
What do you mean, work him round?
That in a little while, seeing as he does have a weakness for her, he'll reach a point where he'll melt. He'll be like putty in her hands. He'll say, ask anything of me. And then Calliope, wham, she let him have it straight. She'll say, 50,000 or I lose my house to the building society. Clean and straightforward, really classy stuff. I thought it all out step by step, just like clockwork. Can't go wrong.
Nothing doing.
What do you mean?
I said nothing doing, that's
that. Just a minute. You can't just say nothing doing like that. I mean, what do you mean, nothing doing?
Do you know what you're asking me to do, huh? You're asking me to give up my peace of mind. My peace of mind. For Calliope to go off to a strange house. Oh. And who's going to cook this, huh? Who's going to iron our shirts, eh?
She'll come over on Sundays.
Nothing doing.
Why not? You've got no ambition. You just don't want to get ahead. There you are with your hands full of lottery tickets. Here, madam, buy a lottery ticket. Buy a lottery ticket.
There you see. She's gone off without leaving me a clean shirt.
Oh, there it is.
No, look. Cats have gone to her head.
On the chair.
What chair?
Oh. Oh.
Semyonidis has got property, endless property. He's got estates.
There's a button missing.
Endless property.
He doesn't look it to me.
Now, who's blind? I've had my eyes opened, and now I'm smoking 3 packets of fags a day. Up on Mount Olympus, he's got whole hillsides of his own. Well, if you don't believe me, go and ask Angelatus the barber. He's been going there to get his hair cut for the last 20 years. Where are you off to?
I'm going to a cafe to get a real cup of coffee as soon as I've got my shoes on.
Are you aware that a haircut costs 25 drachmas and Semyonidis puts down 100 and says keep the change? Are you aware that Semyonidis goes back to the kiosk for his number one cigarettes, puts down a 50 and says keep the change?
You don't say!
Are you aware that he has fruit delivered to his house in crates that beer arrives by the case? I'm stunned, the barber said. Stunned!
Well, if Semyonidis has got so much money, why doesn't he buy a respectable car instead of driving about in that wreck, huh? Well, what do you think it is, sir?
I haven't taught you a thing, have I? When will you ever learn?
It's a bloody steam engine. You have to wind it up like clockwork. Probably runs on elastic bands.
That should know anything. It's a collector's item. An antique Mercedes. Yeah. It weighs a couple of tons.
Balls, I wouldn't take it if you paid me.
Now, never mind all that now. We've our own business to think about. Will you give me your hand on this deal so we can go ahead together, so I can get the thing started, so I can get the 50,000 off him to charter the ship with and really get moving so you can print your book?
If you don't explain the scheme to me, there'll be no getting moving, there'll be no anything.
Don't ask me to do that. Just don't ask me to do that. Even if I did forget myself so far as to tell you, you should shut your ears and not listen. You're weak, you see. You've got a weak character, you silly bugger.
Chambermaid at Semyonidis.
How do I know what sort of man he is, huh? What sort of man? Use your eyes, sweetheart, the best. If you don't believe me... He sings the hymns at St. Alexander's. If he weren't, you'd think I'd send her. She may be your wife, but she's my sister, isn't she? Isn't she my sister? I tell you, she'll just put his slippers under the bed. Nothing more, absolutely nothing.
Yes, but
for a week or most. Just till she gets the 50 off it.
But if I'm to think about this, I mean, if I'm to talk it over with you, you must first tell me the whole plan so I know what we're doing, where we're going.
God, you're so curious.
Where we're going and what we're going to do. I'm not getting onto any ship.
You want me to travel with nothing but sky and water for 20 days. How many did you say? And 20 back?
You think I'm mad? And if the ship sinks? Then what? What becomes of me, eh? Can you tell me that I've got this game? I've got this game. Well, tell me this scheme.
Tell me this first. Do you promise me here in so many words before me that if I tell you the plan, you won't tell a soul? Don't you trust me?
Promise me right now. Repeat after me. Cross my heart, I won't tell anyone.
Don't you trust me?
Straight out. Cross my heart, I won't tell anyone. Come on, say it.
Say it.
Cross my heart, I won't tell anyone. Does that make you feel any better now?
You give me your word.
Tell me the plan now. Come on, come on.
You better not open your mouth, though, you silly bugger. You better not slip out, because if I find that you've opened your mouth, I'll kill you with my bare hands.
Listen here, if you want to tell me, then tell me. And if you don't, then don't. Leave me alone, I'm going to the coffee.
Shut up! Here!
There it is. What is it? It's a map, isn't it? You see this triangle here? Do you? That's Africa. So, now listen carefully. Here is Piraeus. We set sail. We go past Gibraltar. First stop, we pull into Casablanca. That takes 8 days. We then go on down. Second stop, Dakar. Casablanca, Dakar takes 6 days. 8 and 6 makes 14. How many days left, eh?
6.
Oh. Then we go past Nigeria, and one fine night we pull into Biafra. Imprint that name on your brain. Have it printed deep inside you. Biafra.
Biafra.
That's where the big deal is. In Biafra.
What are we going to do there?
That's where Captain Alexandris is going to take us.
Now what are we going to do there in this Biafra?
That's the question. What are we going to do in Biafra?
Well, what are we going to do in Biafra?
I'll tell you when we get there. When we get to Biafra, you ask me what are we going to do here, and I'll tell you.
Well, so long. Have a nice
trip. Come back. Where are you going?
Have a nice trip.
Stay, and I'll tell you. But listen to me. Listen to me first. If you so much as open your mouth, sweetheart, you're finished. Nothing will save you from me.
Let me go.
You remember what happened that time with the pipes, do you? I tore your jacket apart. This time, I'll tear you apart. I'll tear you to bits. Bloody hell, it's all your fault. My plans keep going down the drain.
Come here, will you? Oh. Sit down.
I'll tell you all about it.
I don't want to hear it.
I'll tell you the whole bloody lot.
You're going to tell me the whole thing?
I will.
You won't leave anything out.
All right, sit down. Yeah. I'll tell you everything. Yeah. Come here. Sit close to me.
Yeah. Have a fag.
Right.
Now, listen to this. It'll make your hair stand on end. Have you ever thought what Africa means?
Eh?
Africa means Negroes, right?
Hmm?
And have you ever thought what Negroes mean? Mm-hmm. Negroes mean hunger. Hunger. What does a man do when he's hungry, my dear Collier?
What does he do?
He puts up a fight. But how does he put up a fight? By working.
What do you mean?
I mean, when you haven't got a thing you can call your own, when you haven't a crust to eat and you're roaming the streets hoping to find a piece of bread, and when a man turns up and says to you, I will feed you, and then listen carefully, and I'll give you some clothes, what would you do?
I'd go along with him.
Good for you. Of course, the man will want something in return. Your work.
Of course.
Well then, think all that over and tell me.
Think all what over?
Open your eyes, sweetheart. Grow wings. Let your imagination fly.
Look, what is this scheme you've dreamed up?
These blacks are sitting in the air. They're starving and they're waiting. Now, what do you think they're waiting for?
Well, what are they waiting for?
Their man. They're waiting for the man to turn up and exploit them.
Eh?
And that man is me. And you too, of course.
Oh, you've lost me.
You know, the other day in Crete, they couldn't find any laborers to harvest the olives. And why was that? Because your Greeks all go and work in Germany.
Well?
So I made a quick calculation and I said, if your Greeks all go to Germany, why shouldn't your blacks come to Greece?
You mean, we should fetch blacks to Greece.
Exactly. Hmm? We fetch the blacks to Greece so they get some work and we make a profit. We'll be their bosses. What would they need? Food and clothing. How much food and clothing come to? And on top of that, no income tax, no insurance, nothing.
Good night. And I thought you were going to come up with something sensible. Is that why you've been wasting my time for the past 2 months? So you could tell me we should fetch blacks.
What's wrong with the plan?
Are you in your right mind? Or shall I scream for help?
Well, why? Can you see any hole in it?
Where are you going to put them to work?
In the fields. If we manage the Thessalian Valley and the Salonika area, that's enough. Not to speak of Crete.
And how are you going to bring them here, eh? How are you going to do that, eh?
In the ship, sweetheart.
And how are you going to get them to do it?
Now that is the question. Yeah, that's the real point. Can you think of a way? The only thing you're good for is parting your hair and hanging around Madame Aphrodite's day and night while I spend sleepless nights, mate. Sleepless nights. I go out to the bog and sometimes come back as much as an hour later. Did you know that? And my brain is a fever pitch. I think and I think so I can get it all to fit together. A perfect fit. These business deals, you know. You have got to get them to fit together perfectly, because if there isn't what you'd call a perfect fit, that's it. Finished. Down the drain.
Yes, that's just what I'm afraid of, like that time with the pipes.
Don't you stop blaming harping on about those pipes.
How are you going to get those blacks here? What are you going to tell them?
Oh, listen, sweetheart, you don't have to tell them anything. We'll just charter the ship, drop anchor at Biafra, open the hatches, and in they'll go. We'll put a lamb or two on a spit. We'll ask them to dinner. We'll say, would you care to join us for a meal and so on? We feed them up and we tell them, come to Greece, and that's the kind of food you'll get. Meanwhile, the ship sails.
They're starving. Here, have another flag. Cool.
Where did you think all this up from? Can you tell me that?
It was nothing. One day, I went to the bog of the cafe, and I tore off a bit of newspaper to use. And what do you think I saw? 100 starve in Biafra. And it all came to me in a flash. Starving, are they? I said to myself. Then we'll help them. We'll find them jobs. That's where I got the whole idea from. From a bit of toilet paper, you see. If you want to exploit someone, all you've got to do is to help him.
That's true, that is
That's
true.
What I keep telling you, Collier, sweetheart. If we can just get hold of that 50,000, then our hands are free and we can spread it around. Get into business and get ahead in society. Make a name for yourself. Become great. And then you can come and see me. Never mind one book, you'll be able to print a dozen books.
All right, all right. But is 50,000 enough to charter a ship to Africa?
That's how much Captain Alexander is asking.
Well, I said, isn't it?
Now, I'm telling you exactly what he said. Just put that 50 in my hands and I'll worry about the rest. All you have to do is sit on the brow and smoke.
50,000 isn't even enough to get up steam with.
Listen, sweetheart. Captain Alexander has combed the sea with a fine tooth comb, and you reckon he doesn't know what it costs to get a ship to Africa? He's an old sea dog, a master of the seven seas. And if he's got it wrong, well, then, that's his problem.
Oh, yeah.
Was it 50 asked for? 50's all you get.
We'll let them loose in the field.
Huh? And we'll let them loose in the field.
So, it is a bit difficult.
Well, of course, difficult. You've got to keep your wits about you in this business.
No. I mean, it's difficult for Calliope to go there. I mean, who's going to cook for us here?
Don't say we're going to get stuck on all that again now. Before you know it, the whole thing will be over. A week, 10 days. The people are just waiting there to be exploited. You hear me? Just waiting to be exploited.
Yeah, and you're going to have me chasing up to Thessaly, then down to the Peloponnese to find them work in the fields.
I've seen to all that, too.
Have you seen to it, huh?
Getting started is half the battle, and we're going to start with old Semyonidas' fields. That's where we're going to start.
You think he'll agree?
Keep your hair on. I've seen to that, too.
What do you mean?
I told him. I said, Mr. Semyonidas, sir, I hear you have 500 acres, but you leave them uncultivated because you can't find workers to work them for you. Me and my partner, I said, we'll take on the job of getting them cultivated for you.
Who's your partner, then?
You are. I told him all about you, too. I said to him, yeah. He's a refugee from Romania, you know, just getting on his feet.
And since when have I been a refugee from Romania? For you to go and tell him a thing like that?
I had to blow things up a bit so as we'd have a card or two up our sleeves.
You think Calliope hasn't told him already, eh?
Actually, I did turn it on a bit later. I said to him, Gav, not to beat about the bush, this bloke was a hero in the resistance and he's writing a book.
Oh, no, that's more like it.
See? Well, and then I spoke to him about Calliope.
What did you tell him about it?
Nothing bad, sweetheart, don't worry. I merely said, you will never see another housekeeper like Calliope.
And who gave you the right to go around talking about my wife like that?
I said to him...
Who gave you the right?
Let me say what I have to say, for Christ's sake.
All right, then say it.
So I said to him, I can tell at a glance you have the look of a man of distinction. You want someone to take care of you, to understand you. You want someone to be at your elbow, to stand beside you, to make your bed, to bring you your slippers.
How could you go and say such a thing?
Didn't we agree we get Calliope into his house? How else are we to get the 50 yards?
Look, you go and get the 50 yourself. The reason I got married was to have a woman in my house. Do you understand me? I'm the boss here.
You mean you're putting the kibosh on my deal?
You can take it how you like. I am putting the kibosh on your deal.
All right, then. I'll do this deal on my own.
Yes, you do this.
I'll fix it with Calliope myself.
Thunder. If you dare mix my wife up in this, I'll swing for you.
We'll see about that.
No, it wasn't enough for you to sell me the field in Volos. It wasn't enough that I had the Lord after me for mortgage payments thanks to your schemes, and now you're trying to destroy my house.
I'll arrange things with Calliope myself.
You do, I'll break your neck.
I am going to bring this off. As for you, you can go on selling lottery tickets and flirting with stuck-up old hags from Kolonyaki.
Who's flirting with stuck-up old hags from Kolonyaki?
This bird's coming out of its shell, baby. This may be good enough for you, but it's not good enough for me.
Who's flirting with stuck-up old hags from Kolonyaki?
I am going to be great. I am going to be born again.
You've had it.
And you can sit here and wait for your book to be printed.
Danny.
Forever and ever, amen.
You bum! You've been driving at the wall all these years. I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. I tell you what you're going to be. You're going to be shit. You're going to be traipsing around like a trap from cafe to cafe. And you'll be playing dice all day long. That's what you'll be. For the rest of your days, the has-been. Till you rot right there on the backgammon board. Till the day you kick the bucket. And the corporation dust cart comes along to get you and dump you on the shitty. Then you'll be great. What you up to? You've ruined that shirt.
Oh, no. Not your trousers as well?
Yes.
I'm too hot in here. I need some fresh air. I'm going out for a walk in the square.
In your underpants?
Yes! I'm suffocating!
Oh, you're at it again. No, you don't!
I'm off!
Get out of my way.
You're not going anywhere.
I want some fresh air! Fresh air!
No, you want me to chase you around the Acropolis in your underpants?
I jump over the railings. I take off my underpants and jump over the railings.
Here.
Let me go.
You start that with me.
In my birthday suit!
Don't try and blackmail me.
Bollock naked!
Don't you give me that?
I'm going to make such a fool of you.
Let go, bitch. Let go of me.
I'll teach you to call me a has-been. In the fountain. I'm going to jump in the fountain.
Right. Oh.
Go on, then. Go where the hell you want, and don't you ever set foot in here again.
There's the door. Go on. Get the hell out of here. Get on. Out. Get your things in. Get out of here. Hear what I said? Pick up your stuff and get moving.
I'll teach you to call me a husband.
Now, right this minute.
Me, who's trying to make a man of you. I've worn my legs down to stumps trying to get this fool.
Just you push off out of here.
Me, who chased all round Piraeus and combed Elefsina and Scaramanga till I found Captain Alexandres.
Push off!
Oh, yeah. Don't leave me to go to Africa on my own.
Get out.
In this kind of business, we all need each other.
Get out of here.
Collier, Junior, what? I can make you if you listen to me.
I'm not listening to anything.
Do you know how high you'll go? Not in your wildest dreams can you imagine it. Money will be flowing like water. You won't believe it. Oh, go to hell.
Collier.
You'll be getting into your limousine to go out to church. And 10 municipal bands will follow you. And on the steps of the church, there'll be 50 priests to welcome you.
Oh.
And you'll be kneeling before the altar all by yourself and praising God for making something of you. And the choir up in the loft will be chanting, "Praise to thee who led me to the light." And you'll be crying and saying, "How did I make it? How did I get so far?" Oh, that's what I'll make of you.
I'll make you crazy.
You'll make me shit. Oh, to hell with you. For the last 10 years, you've been making me great. Look at me. Yeah, you see, look, you've scratched my arm.
Huh? Oh, let me see.
Leave me alone.
Come on, let me see. Wait. Well, I'll put some alcohol on it.
I don't want any. Just look what's happened to my shirt. Bloody hell, it's a complete mess.
Ah, here we are. I've got all my gear. Just roll up your sleeve. And this won't hurt a bit. Hold still. Does it sting?
Ow.
Well, just a minute while I put something on to stop the blood.
It's all right. It's all right. Oh, bugger. Look at the time. Now I'm late. You've made me late.
Well, where are you off to?
I'm going off to Aphrodite's.
In this heat, you want to be careful, sweetheart. You'll melt.
I'll drop in at Spiro's and have a trim. I'll have my hair cut.
I'll give you a haircut.
I don't want you giving me a haircut.
You know I can do it. Come on,
I don't want you to.
Sit down. I'll cut your hair. Now, what do you want to spend good money for? I can cut it as well as anybody. Got all the gear here. Won't take a minute.
You really want to?
Sit down.
Well, put your trousers on first.
All right, all right.
Put them on now.
All right. All right. Oh, you're dark sometimes. Sit down.
All I want, you know, is just a bit of a trim around the back.
Right. And your head.
Don't make me look like a taxi with the doors open.
Don't worry, I'll just skim it off lightly.
That's it, lightly.
Ah, yes. Yes, you must get that book printed. Its time has come.
Don't take any of the signs.
You put it off long enough now.
Lightly, remember.
Don't worry. And you can put it under your arm and go back home to Volos and rub their faces in the dirt with it. That'll shut their mouths. Then they'll see what sort of a man Collier is.
Oh, God, you can make those scissors fly.
How far have you got with it now?
What?
I mean, with the book.
Don't move. Oh, well, we've got to the bit where I set fire to the calamity.
Ah, well, there you are, then. Put a full stop in and get it printed.
In a month or so, it'll be finished.
How long as that?
You see, the thing is, I remembered that time when we stole the tins from the Germans. Aphrodite said we should put that in as well.
You know, I'm really curious to read that book. Well, it's one thing hearing about it and another thing seeing it in print.
Well, of course, it's another matter altogether.
It must be a terrific book.
Well, you see, Fondas, that's the summit of my achievements, as you might say. Real life adventures.
Bend your head a bit.
Adventures in the occupation. I'm slipping it. All my activities in the resistance from inside the German command. What I saw, what I didn't see, what I know, the whole lot. Who I am, mate.
Yeah. Ah, that's it. You're done.
Finished? Yeah. Oh, let me see. Give me the mirror. That's a good trip you've given me. Give me the comb. Ah! Oh, that's good, huh? Mm. Why don't you open the hairdressers?
What?
A barber shop, mate. Why don't you open one? You do such good haircuts. You learned in the army, didn't you? Instead of sitting here rabbiting on about Africa.
Who did you say you could open a barber shop?
It isn't me, is it? You're the one who knows how to cut hair. You should open a barber shop.
Well, thank you very much.
Why not? Don't you like the idea?
Look, if I was going to open a barber shop, I'd have done it when I was demobbed.
Is that the kind of work for the likes of me? Is that where you think I belong?
Well, what's wrong with that kind of work? It's a steady job.
If it was my destiny to open a barber shop.
But I'm not interested. I'd rather kill myself, tie a rock round my neck and jump in the sea at Fire-On. I'm not cut out for small shops and quiet ports. Don't you understand? I am a kamikaze. I dive in for the big kill.
And what are you doing with yourself now, eh?
What am I doing?
You sit in a cafe throwing dice and play at being an estate agent. I know a plot of land for sale in New Philadelphia.
If you could just slip me 100, please.
You know, you should be ashamed of yourself. Is it nice of you to say things like that to
me? It's the truth.
Well, I'm the one trying to make you into something.
Well, I'm choked. Send Calliope here. Send Calliope there. Can't we get the money off him some other way? I mean, does my wife really have to do?
There's no other way. The man needs a chambermaid, so a chambermaid is what we'll send him.
Well, then we could send him another woman.
Look, that is impossible. I am not cutting a stranger in on this deal.
But is it?
Nothing doing.
Oh, yes. Bird only flies by once.
You pick up your gun and shoot it, then you've shot it. But if you didn't take a shot at it, then that's you poor for the rest of your days, washed up.
Tell me, don't you want your book to be printed?
Yes, I do.
Well, how are you going to do it? Do you think it's an easy matter to get a book printed? Do you know how much money you need to get a book printed?
Well, you do need money. Yeah.
Where are you to get this money, huh? But if we bring this deal off, we'll be rolling. We'll hit the heights. The sky's the limit.
And you know something else. Whatever you say will go. You'll sit in your plush chair signing papers. 50 blacks to Stavropoulos' fields. Signed, Kolya Spagoropoulos. 5 black maids to the Karanis household. Signed, Kolya Spagoropoulos. 500 blacks to harvest the olives in Crete. Signed, Kolya Spagoropoulos. Well, I run about and line up jobs. I'll have my car and I'll be taking orders for maids of the hotels to do the ironing of the cleaners here, there, and everywhere. You know, banks, ministries, contracts, Xeroxing.
How many days did you say Calliope would have to go for?
A week. 10 days at the most.
All right. She can go.
She can go. If it's just for the week or 10 days.
At the most,
she can go.
You
are my man.
Oh, I'm only doing it because I like your plan.
You are the man for me.
I like your plan, you see.
God, you know how to take a decision. You really know how to take a decision. Well, now, by the end of the week, we have got the money and we hand it over to Captain Alexandre.
Yeah, yeah, but we should ask Calliope, too.
What do you mean, ask Calliope, too?
Yeah.
Your consent is all I wanted.
What I mean to say, not ask her at all.
Yeah. You can ask her the day after tomorrow when she gets back.
The day after tomorrow?
The day after tomorrow when she gets back from Valeron.
Bloody hell, if I waited for you to get that dimwitty brain of yours moving fast enough to take a decision, we'd never have got anything.
Where is she?
She's a chambermaid, sweetheart. A chambermaid. Semyonides has taken her on.
Taken her on?
Yes, Kolya, she's taken her on.
When?
This afternoon.
This afternoon, but... Well, how came she never told me, eh?
How could she? You were asleep.
What do you mean I was asleep?
And we'll get the 50.
Hey, how came my wife went without asking me, eh?
I told her you'd given your consent.
Who gave you the right?
Listen, that bloke owns lands, endless fields. Now we just get the 50.
But what if he doesn't give her the 50?
You get it? Because we hold the trump card.
Trump card?
That special feeling.
What special feeling?
The one between Calliope and Semyonidis.
What did you say?
That special feeling that brings them together.
No. Don't start imagining things. I mean that certain feeling about cats.
Oh. There you are. There's already a bond between them. They've been brought together by the cats. And with that to build on, Calliope can work on him till he is putty in her hands.
And we'll get the 50, and then... Look out to my black friend. I'll be there to get you in. I'll put you in order. I'll come and exploit you.
And as for you, my dusky beauty, I'll come down to your nest and find you. I will winkle you out of that hovel of yours and down beneath the whispering palms.
Hey!
Languishing my arms, and you'll wrap yourself around me like a snake and beg me.
Don't leave, you'll say. Don't leave.
But I won't listen. Nothing doing. My country is my country, for always will be. And dusky beauty's made for love. We hit songs and
Wonder.
Sweet guitars.
Wonder, you know, he won't part with that 50.
Oh, Jahar has to let him try.
If you just knew what I've got stored up for him, just let him not hand over the 50. That's all I ask and nothing else.
Oh, but it'll be too late then. I've got him here, right here in the palm of my hand. But you should get him to sign a paper saying, I owe you 50,000.
Don't you worry about that, sweetheart. I'm going to blackmail him and get twice as much.
Blackmail him, eh?
We'll follow his every move. And then at the crucial moment, we burst in and catch him.
Red-handed.
And we say to him, make your choice. Double your money or you're in trouble.
Trouble? Adultery.
What?
But if we'll have him put away.
For adultery?
What are you talking about? What adultery?
You bastard, what did you say?
What did I say?
About adultery.
Who said anything about adultery?
You pimp. Is that why you sent her to that blind son?
You didn't understand what I said.
Is that why? I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Yes.
White slave trader.
Calm down, Collier. Put the scissors away.
Pimp.
Get careful.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Let go of the scissors. Let go of the scissors, I said.
Let me go. You won't get away with
me. Go with those scissors.
Oh. That's it.
Now calm down. You cheap fart.
Just because you got away with it this time, I'll kill you. I'll survive you in your bed. Right there when you're sleeping. I'll pour petrol on you.
Who are you threatening, you worm?
7 cans of petrol, just like I did with the collaborators in Ross.
Oh, just like you did with who?
I'll make a bonfire of you.
You used to sell cigarettes to the German command.
A bonfire.
And when the Germans retreated, you went out on the street shouting, set fire to the collaborators, set fire to the collaborators.
You dirty sod.
Making yourself out to be a patriot.
I sold those cigarettes so that I could spy on them.
Oh, that's what all the informers say.
So I could collect information. Yeah. I was a hero.
That's why you were Anne von Wallace as soon as the Germans had gone, I suppose.
The collaborators were after me for being a patriot.
You were a traitor.
I set fire to you in your bed. You and her.
You even grew a moustache when the Germans left.
Filth from Kalamata. How the hell did I ever run into your stinking Calafati's family? Who would ask for that blind fairy? I'll roast him alive!
You're not worthy even to wash his feet! If you want to know, mate, that's the kind of man my sister should have married.
What did you say?
Not a traitor like you.
Who should she have married?
Going around the place like an SS man and keeping us all in a state of terror. But we're not going to be your slaves. We are going to rebel.
Now I see. Now I see. You want to get me on that ship so you can throw me into the sea to feed the fish, huh? And then you'll come back here and marry Calliope off to that blind monster. Oh, I see it all.
What did you say I want to do?
That's what you're going to do to me, eh? That's the big scheme. Oh, I knew it.
You think I want to throw you in the sea for the fish, do you? Now, just hold on a minute while I show you what kind of man it is that wants to throw you in the sea. I'll show you.
You thought I'd let you, did you, you scum?
All I want to do is try and make something of you. I work my fingers to the bone for you, and do I get any thanks? Look at that.
What's that?
Read that. Read it. Read it and see what kind of a man it is that wants to chuck you in the sea. Go on.
What is it?
Open your eyes and you'll see what it is.
Agropolis Calafati's agents. What is that?
What is it? It's our company stamp.
What company?
Ours, as agents. As agents for Negroes.
Agents for Negroes in Greece. And you're going to set fire to me in my bed. You should hide yourself in shame, as if I'd throw you to the fish. Would I have gone to the trouble of getting a rubber stamp made like this?
I don't know.
And get your name on it? But would I have got your name put on it?
He's going to murder me in my bed.
You should have been with me during the occupation, then you'd have seen what kind of man Corius is.
Good of all us. That's called Kalfas. There, you can check up on my record, yes. Who do you think saved old Kalfas? Who saved old Giorgio? Who do you think saved old Manzarani? Who sold the tobacco?
I take it back. Oh, I used to hear their names inside the German command. I rushed and told them. Run, boys. Run.
I take it back.
You can bugger off. Taking it back.
What's my wife doing at Simeonides at this very minute, huh?
What's she doing? She's making the bed.
Making the bed.
What else could she be doing?
And I think that in that house, she's shut up with Simeonides. Oh, go mad. Oh, go mad. What are you going on like that for?
What can possibly happen to her?
Right. Go and fetch her back.
She's coming back the day after tomorrow.
If you don't go and fetch my wife back right now, I'll break your neck.
She'll be back the day after tomorrow.
I've jumped the rails. I'll go down to the cafe and I'll tell them everything. Your whole stupid African scheme.
Don't shout like that.
Down to the last detail, like a town crier. You'll get a megaphone.
Oh, yes.
The whole world will know about it.
Don't shout.
Africa.
Shut up.
Don't tell the whole street. He wants to bring Negroes over here.
Stop it. Please don't.
Negroes from Africa.
Oh, my God. That's done it. There goes my plan.
Take slaves of them.
I'm gone and screwed myself.
Negroes.
No. Old friend, sweetheart, old mate, old buddy, please
Negroes
stop it.
Negroes to make slaves of.
Build up!
Don't put a curse on the whole thing.
Off you go, then. Fetch her back.
All right.
If you want me not to say anything about Africa, go and fetch her back.
All right, I'll go.
Now, get moving. Get dressed, put your shirt on, and fetch my wife.
I'm going. I'll put on my shirt.
Go on, then.
There aren't any buttons on it.
There aren't any buttons on it?
Oh, well, what do I care?
There aren't any buttons on it. How can I go?
Put on another shirt.
I haven't got another shirt. They're all dirty.
Then you can sit down and sew the buttons on. Come on. Sew them on. Now.
Look, it is only the day after tomorrow.
Right now. Sew them on.
Where does she keep the thread?
In the house, in a sewing machine.
Where?
In the thread box.
Well, bring the box for me, then.
Right.
Why did I bloody well have to go and open my big foot? Why the bloody hell did I do it? What if Valensas heard it all next door? My God, that's the end of my plan. The whole thing down the drain. That bloke's a building contractor.
Here's the threat.
What the hell got into me?
And hurry up about it. Don't go taking an hour over it. A couple of stitches and off you go and fetch her back.
I'll go. What if the buttons are all broken?
There are more buttons in the box. And you'd better be careful, because if by any chance you don't go, then you're done for. I'll go down to the cafe, and I'll tell them everything. I'll write it on the mirror. He wants to bring Negroes over from Africa. I'll write it in chalk. And then I'll go down to Parieron, to Angeletos, the barber, and he'll tell me where that randy old bugger lives, and I'll go to his house, and I'll turn the place upside down.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Calliope making a sacrifice at this moment.
Making a sacrifice?
She's not screwing around with some old bag in Kolonaki.
Have you finished? Have you sewed them on yet?
What do you get up to at Kolonaki with Madame Aphrodite? Eh? One page a week.
Get on with it.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself going there and mucking about with
get
her?
Get on with it.
If Calliope finds out about this, she'll kick you out the door. Just because I've kept my mouth shut up till now.
Bugger, that Sunday in Ammonia Square, that Sunday I met you. That fatal Sunday when it was raining outside the Olympia Cinema and you said to me, "Hey, mate, fancy a game of dice?" That Sunday is to blame for everything. Have you finished yet?
That's just a moment, sweetheart, while I sew the last one on.
Come on, then, and fetch her back.
7 o'clock. By the time I get there, Angeletta's the barber will have closed.
What has Angeletto's got to do with it?
He's the one who knows where Semyonides lives.
You don't know where he lives?
No.
You don't know where he lives?
Listen, sweetheart, she'll be here the day after tomorrow.
My own wife.
Your wife, eh? Isn't she my sister? You think my heart doesn't bleed for her?
Get up off your ass now. I'll go and get her back.
How can I when I don't know where he lives?
I don't care if you break your neck, but find out where he
but
lives.
But I don't know.
Then ring him up.
He's not on the phone.
Not on the phone?
No.
He's not on the phone.
No, he's not on the phone.
Now what am I going to do?
Wait for her to come back the day after tomorrow. There's nothing else we can do. Can't you understand? I don't know the house and I don't know the telephone. What more can I say? Kill me if I'm lying. I won't defend myself.
Oh. What am I going to do now? Listen, Kolya.
Just tell me this. Honestly, objectively, leaving all the rest aside, do you like the idea? I mean, just the idea of this Africa deal.
Well, it's a good idea. I'm not saying it is.
Then let me ask you this. Can you see it working?
Yes, I can.
It's no ordinary deal, is it? It's not the sort of thing just anybody would dream up now, is it?
No.
Then what's all this you're saying now?
soul.
I swore I'd cut my hands off if I ever got involved in one of your deals again.
What do you mean you swore?
Oh, I'm worn out. Oh, I can't take any more of these trials.
Sweetheart, with a plan like this on our hands, aren't we going to let it go to waste?
I'm tired. That time with the pipes, and then the pig breeding deal. You said we'd cover the whole of Greece with pigs. Oh, and each time I would orientate myself, get excited, get involved, and then something would happen, and the whole scheme would go kaput.
Those schemes went wrong because we hadn't got the money, not even a down payment.
Yes, but I'm tired of all these ups and downs.
Don't worry. This job will go like a dream, I'm telling you. We've even got the bet on our side.
What bet?
I made a bet, that's what.
What's this bet you made?
Well, I was on the train back from Kalamata.
Well, what was this bet?
Well, we were just pulling out of Kalamata, and I was looking out of the window, and I saw this field, quite a big one, with sunflowers in it. Those heliotropes, whatever they call them. And I said to myself, I made this bet with myself, and I said, if I see sunflowers 3 times on this trip, the job will go like a dream.
Well,
you see, we pulled out of Kalamata, and about 10 kilometers out, there was a second lot of sunflowers. Then on we went. Got to Tripolis. Well, not a sign of any sunflowers. Not a sign. Next comes Argos. Then we got to Corinth, and still no sign of any sunflowers. We went through Corinth and got to Megara, and still no sign of them. Driving me mad, it was. I thought, that's it, then. That's my last job done. Smoking like a chimney, I was, one after another.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we were just pulling out of Elefsina. No more stops to go. I can tell you, I was ready to burst. I thought to myself, that's it then, never do another job again. And then, this priest sitting opposite me in the carriage, you see, offers me a fag, and he's just giving me a light, and I'm just lighting up, when, bam! Suddenly, right there in front of me, going past the window, there's this green garden with a single sunflower right in the middle. A great big yellow sunflower right in the middle, and a fountain next to it, watering it.
You're joking.
Oh, I'm serious. Cross my heart and hope to die. If I hadn't been so happy, the shock would have killed me.
Fantastic.
And from then on, I took off and flew. I said to myself, I've got to go on. I've got to go on. Because you know what the chances of something like that turning up are.
Yeah.
One in a thousand.
One in a million.
One in a million. I'll get you on that ship now, you lovely Negroes. I'm going to bring you to Greece and you can work as you sow. Shall you read me?
My God, my thunder. Let's give it a go, huh? If this comes off, I'll get my book printed. It's going to be a long one, you know. It'll come to at least 400 pages.
7:30. Wait. You see how time flies, what with one thing and another. I'm going to miss Captain Alexandris. Come on, hurry up. We'll go down to Piraeus, and you can meet him, too. He leaves the tavern at 10, you see, and goes home to... There's just one thing. You haven't got 100 drachmas on you by any chance, have you?
No, I haven't.
You haven't got 100 drachmas on you?
What do you want it for?
Listen, give me 100 now, and tomorrow I'll give it back to you double.
I haven't got it.
But what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to buy Captain Alexandris a drink?
Oh, here. Take this 50.
50? What am I supposed to do with 50? Do you want people to laugh at us? 50 isn't even enough to buy him an ouzo. Do you want us to turn up there and everyone think we're stony broke?
That's all I've got.
Well, what about Aphrodite? Didn't she give you anything?
Do you want it?
Oh, all right. Give it here. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. Now, before we go down to Piraeus, we'll call in at the cafe. And I'll just have a quick game with Kariyorgis, to give us room to maneuver, you see.
Yeah. If you start playing dice...
It won't be anything very much. I'll just part him from a quick 500, and there you are.
No. You'll get yourself settled in nicely.
And he'll be finished 3 rounds over in no time.
Yeah, that's what you say every time.
What else do you want us to do? How else are we going to get down to Piraeus? Come on, let's get a move on. I'll just put all this stuff away. Carry a yarn go. You're for it tonight. I'll teach you how to play backgammon. I'll take you for a ride. Double wins every time.
Well, be careful we don't lose the 50 as well.
He had a winning streak the other day, so he thought he'd try and be clever. Know what I mean?
He's a poor sod, though, that Simeonides. Isn't he? Don't you think so, Fonda?
Yes, certainly.
Poor sod. Blind. And dumb. All on his own. Probably deaf as well. Poor old bugger.
Come on, let's go.
Poor old bugger he may be, Kolyas, my boy, but he's a capital investment for us.
A big investment.
No, it's all a matter of how clever we are, how sharp we are, you see, how we knead the dough, how we bake it, how we pull it out of the oven. But in any case, I've got one suggestion for you. Less talk and more action. And whatever you do, don't trust a soul. Don't trust your own underpants. Unspeakable things may go wrong if we let con men in on the act. In this kind of business, it's not a matter of starting the fight. What you have to look for is stray bullets, stray bullets. Anyway, with me at the wheel and you helping out, of course, we'll be up the back doubles, round the bend, slip past the mall, first up the straight, past the flag. No one can stop us. Because business, my dear Kolyas, is like a chain. If a link starts yawning, if the chain snaps, you look around till you find a sturdier chain. Then on you go. On you go.
A Game of Dice by Dimitri K. Haidis. Norman Rodway was heard as Fondus, and Peter Widthorpe as Kolyas. The play was produced by the BBC and presented by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.